Is anybody there?
Hello and welcome to the Mind Hustle Podcast, practical advice for mastering your mindset and self-improvement. I'm your host, magician and mind reader, and welcome to episode 12 of the podcast. This episode marks the finale of season 1. So thank you to everyone who has listened in, and I want to thank all my guests for sharing so much valuable insight into mindset and self-development. Now onto today's episode. We are now all striving to live better and happier lives, but the solution is often not what you think. Now I took the time to ask each of my guests one final question, and that was to share their best tip for living a happier life. So first up is Aidan O'Sullivan from episode 1, where we discussed how to live more intentionally. He has a great tip and a different outlook on chasing happiness.
I think my tip is to stop chasing happiness as a thing. Obviously, if anybody's listened to the episode, you'll hear that I think that what we should be chasing instead is fulfillment. And we should be chasing that satisfaction, and we should be chasing our own growth, because that's where the happiness comes from. Happiness in that case is a byproduct of that fulfillment. So stop chasing happiness. Stop trying to be happy all the time, because if you're not happy, then by default you're unhappy and you're in a negative situation. Just keep everything as positive as you can. You're always growing. You're always learning. Think about the things that you're learning. If it's a negative experience, what can you learn from it? And when you start doing that kind of stuff, then you'll naturally become more fulfilled, and fulfillment results in happiness. And that supports and encourages the chasing of fulfillment. And then you get in this constant loop of self-improvement in a sneaky way.
Tip number 2 comes from life coach Chris Piercy, an episode 3 guest, one of my favourite episodes in which we discuss the importance of gratitude. Chris's tip comes from a Stoic philosophy, and here it is.
Best tip for living a happier life. I would say focus on the things that you can control. You know, the things which are outside of your control, you can't do anything about. So focusing on them, you know, is going to cause a mental drain upon you, and it will cause anxiety, can cause depression, definitely can cause stress. So focus on the things that you can control, and once you've done whatever you can to control them, then, you know, move on to the next thing. I've got a few different things I could possibly say, but acceptance of your situation is one of the most important things. And if it's possible to actually move past acceptance, I mean, the Stoics have this idea of amor fati, which is, loving your fate. So no matter what happens to you, accept it, and actually then moving to the part where you love what happens to you, no matter what it is. Because the alternative is, like we've discussed previously, is to be really sad and down in the dumps about everything. But if you can learn to love what's happened to you and pull all the positives out of it, then you will lead a happier life.
So tip number 3 comes from rapid transformational therapist Gabrielle Preston Banks. She was my guest on episode 5, where we discussed all things mind hacks, mental health, and tips to have an amazing day. Gabrielle's tip is one that you can start to change right away, and takes a look inwards to yourself and your internal dialogue.
My best tip for living a happier life: change your words. Change the words that you say to yourself, and speak to yourself as if you were talking to your own best friend, because sometimes we speak to ourselves in a really bad way. And if you were actually sat next to your own best friend, you wouldn't speak to them like that. Change your words and speak to yourself differently. That would be my tip.
Tip number 4 comes from a magician, Ricky Locke, and episode 7 of the podcast, where Ricky shared tips on positivity, productivity, and making magical experiences. Now, Ricky shares 2 tips, both unique in concepts and guaranteed to make you smile.
Live your life like a movie. I've just thought of that off the cuff.
Okay.
But I like the idea of, if you can think of your favorite movie and then think of the music playing and that feeling it gives you, treat your life like it's a movie, like, you know, a good movie. So for me, if I think about like Back to the Future and that awesome and amazing soundtrack and how it makes me feel, like skateboarding and things like that. And I think just enjoy the little things in life. Yeah. Try not to have too high expectations. Enjoy the little things, be kind, be a good human being, and just make a difference. And that will then lead into having a wonderful, happy life.
Yeah, you're the movie star of your own movie, essentially. So, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
write
that story the way you want to see it end.
Captain of your ship and master of your own destiny. Mm. Yeah, absolutely. this makes me think about a book as well that I love, and it's the idea of the sausage machine of life. If you want vegetarian sausages, you put vegetarian ingredients into it to make vegetarian sausages. If you want pork sausages, you'll put pork ingredients into it. And life is what you put into it. So if you want a happy and positive life, put all of the ingredients and all the components to make a happy life. It is that simple. Be a good person, be a good human being, and you will have a good life. That's it.
I like that one. The sausage machine of life. That's brilliant.
And the final tip, tip number 5, comes from adventure athlete Darren Grigas. He was my latest guest on episode 11, where he shared fascinating insight into his adventures and tips on how to venture out of your comfort zone. Darren's tip takes us back to the fundamentals of what makes us human and looking beyond one's own happiness.
Tip for living a happier life. Do good things for other people. Make a good difference to other people, no matter what it is. It sounds like a cheesy thing, but it's real. And it's you do get great reward from, and it's empowering. It's just nice to be able to, no matter how hard you've got it, if you can help someone else, that just makes your day, it makes their day, everyone's winning.
Happiness looks different for everyone. For you, maybe it's being at peace with who you are, or having a secure network of friends who accept you unconditionally, or the freedom to pursue your deepest dreams. Regardless of your version of true happiness, living a happier, more satisfied life is within reach. It's no small thing that happiness is pursued by so many. Let's make sure we find it in both the short term and the long term. And I think that's the perfect way to end season 1 of the Mind Hustle podcast. I've enjoyed sharing all of these episodes with you, and I look forward to coming back very soon with season 2 with more guests, more top tips and practical advice to help you with your self-development. As always, don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a quick review, and please do get in touch with me and let me know what you'd like to see more of in season 2. Until next time, I'm Dean O'Dell, and this has been the Mind Hustle Podcast. Thank you for listening.